Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Very cool to be joined in studio right now by Kyle Brand. Of course, Good Morning Football, NFL Network. You've been there a long time, always working on other stuff as well. And you join us today to help promote your show on Vice. It's on Vice Sports called NFL Classic After Further Review, Omaha Productions. I know a lot of producers there as well. They do a great job. Sam Pepper, Matt Flynn.
Yeah.
You guys re-examine the NFL's most unforgettable games through the eyes of the players who lived it and the diehard celebrity fans who can't forget it. Tune in tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, Vice TV, Bart Scott, Method Man, and Kyle Brandt as they relive the Jets' 2010 playoff win over the Patriots, the Can't Wait game. Mm-hmm. That's a fun game for you. Kyle, thanks for coming in. How are you?
Before we relive the Can't Wait game, can we relive what's going on in your backyard? Reptiles, rodents, pests. What is the deal, Sal? What kind of zoo are you living in, bro? What
Jersey?
Is up?
I don't got that Westchester money. I had to move to Jersey. Yeah, dude, I'm scared of those things. So it's funny because I'm fascinated by you, and I have been for a long time.
Thank you.
Because I am a real world watcher.
Oh, let's go.
Not current.
Sure.
But back then,
of course,
like back in the day, I forget all the names of the cast, but
sure.
The blonde that you used to date on there.
I don't remember dating anybody on the show.
You didn't date? No. Come on, dude.
Listen,
or maybe the blonde that I wanted to date that you were close
it's
with.
It's very possible. I was basically in a coma for most of that show, so my memory of it's really
Who's
hazy.
Who's the girl that I'm talking about? You know,
well, there was the. I don't want to use the word crazy. Yeah. Tanya was the one that was the most infamous.
Not her.
Well, there was Carrie and Karen and Anissa. Anissa.
No, not Anissa. I remember her.
See, I think you're confusing me for some other, like, blonde-haired cracker who was on Real World. There's a lot of us.
I remember Chicago Real World. Anyway, so I was a fan of yours forever. And then you were, starting with that show.
Yeah.
Then you produced radio, which I was doing, like, for Mike and the Mad Dog. You were doing that for Jim Rome.
Yeah, for years.
Then you became famous doing the NFL, Good Morning Football, and now all this digital stuff. So, like, I followed your career from afar. We have a lot of mutual friends.
Definitely.
But we used to dress in the same dressing room. At Full World Trade, but never had met before. So I'm glad that you come in. And we're the same age. A lot of our same passion with the football and all those
Damn
different
right,
things.
Man.
So I'm excited for it. Dude, I got to look up that girl. You didn't have any girlfriend on your Real World show?
No. I seriously didn't, no. Our Real World show is most renowned. It's a terrible thing. I mean, it was the 9/11 season. Like, we were right in the middle of that experience in 2001 when that happened.
Right.
And it was nuts. That's what it's remembered for. It was almost 25 years ago.
Did you do that audition while you were producing for Rome? Or this
No. That, when I was a senior in college, they came to campus and did an open call. And I just went to an open call, stood in line with like 5,000 people. And they casted me. It just happened to be in my hometown of Chicago. But I auditioned in Princeton, New Jersey, like in 2001.
Okay. And then you went to Princeton, played obviously football there. I did Columbia broadcast after that.
Did you really?
I mean, Jerry Recco and I used to call the Columbia football games. So I'm very familiar with doing games in Princeton. But this was
awesome.
This was from 2010.
Oh, yeah. You would have missed me. We were there. Yeah. But I mean, listen, I remember going uptown here in New York and playing on the the razor sharp AstroTurf of the Columbia Lions. Like, if you got tackled one time, all of your skin was just left on the field. They don't make it. It's not that field turf, Sal, or that natural grass. It was basically sandpaper, and that was the best offense that Columbia had, as I remember, was their turf.
Dude, they were brutal. I mean, we watched. I maybe saw one or two wins in my 10 years doing
it. I hear you, man.
All right, so give us the camp. Wait, before we get into the NFL Network and all those different things, and Good Morning Football, give us this. I love this idea. It's an idea that I think fans like you and I would come up with. Yeah. You executed it about watching these old games. Take us through how it came about and then what you've been doing so far.
You know what it's like, Sal? At this point in my life, you said we're the same age. If it's a Saturday night, and let's say my wife and kids have gone to sleep, one of the things I just love to do is sit on the couch and just watch old concerts. I just will pull up like Pearl Jam 1999 and I'll watch the whole thing. This show is like doing that, except you're watching the concert with Eddie Vedder. Like, you go back and watch the classic games with the players who played them. So this is the funniest episode by far, because let's talk about it. Everybody remembers Bart Scott, can't wait, all that. What I had forgotten about was that this game, so the Jets had just beaten Peyton Manning and the Colts on the road in the playoffs with Sanchez, Rex Ryan. Next game, they go to Foxborough. The broadcast starts on CBS. Jim Nance, hello, friends, all that. The first talking point with him and Sims is that Wes Welker has been sat down by Bill Belichick for talking about Rex Ryan's foot fetish video, and he is not going to play the beginning of this game. So that's the first thing. And then you can imagine on the show. So we got Method Man. All right, now I grew up with Method Man. We all love his music. This show is in conjunction with NFL Films, the esteemed institution who holds the keys to all the NFL films. So they're like, you know, treat the content with respect, please. Method Man, what do you remember about Jets Patriots? Man, F the Patriots. Like five times out of the gates. And he's going off about, listen, we got to respect the Patriots and Mr. Belichick and Mr. Kraft. And he's like, this is not going to be in the episode. He's like, the funny thing is now we're talking about Rex having the foot fetish, but what we know now with these two coaches, Rex wasn't even the biggest freak in this game. And he's like, well, you're kind of right. It has aged crazy with Belichick. So there's so many things before the football even starts, and it's Sean Green out of Iowa, and it's Sanchez making throws, and Braylon Edwards just, I'll put it this way. I call it Wednesday Night Football. It's on every Wednesday. If Jets fans who already 5 seconds into the season are looking for the good old days, and we know they are, Sal, this is the place to watch because it is the good old days.
Yeah, it makes me excited to watch it. How many episodes have aired so far?
This will be the third episode, and we have 6-episode run. All classic games.
Just what were the first two games? Give me the first two.
First two games was the 1995 NFC title game, which was Favre versus Aikman, Irvin, Emmett, Favre, amazing showdown in like mid-90s before Jerry World, like Texas Stadium. Mike Holmgren, the Packers head coach, rode a motorcycle to the game next to the team bus on the road. Like, this is the stuff we relive.
Did you pick these games or you got help?
They kind of picked them, and I collaborated with them. Like, we should do this one, we should do that one. And then we just did more recent one, Chiefs Niners won in the Super Bowl. This is 2020. The Jimmy Garoppolo versus Patrick Mahomes, the first Mahomes Super Bowl, the Super Bowl, and as it turns out, the Super Spreader event, because it was like 2 weeks before COVID.
Yes, I was on a cruise ship watching that.
Is that
game.
True?
I watched the Super Bowl.
You were on a cruise, Sal?
A Disney cruise. This is before my wife.
Yes.
It was like the first time ever that I wasn't watching the Super Bowl at home with like somewhat of a party. Disney cruise ship. I remember it like it was yesterday. A huge screen watching Mahomes and the Niners, and I had a huge bet. My little niece had no idea. Uncle Sal's betting like $800 that I didn't have on the Chiefs to win that game, holding on for dear life. And yes, it was like weeks before COVID. I'm on a Disney cruise ship.
First of all, that's awesome. Yeah. Give me your review of the Disney cruise, because this hits home for me.
You have to do it. You've never done a Disney cruise yet?
Okay. We are Disney nerds. My wife, who is here in the studio outside, we go to Disney at least once a year. We're all over it. I want to do the cruise.
You have to
I did it in the 80s as a kid. I went and booked the cruise, and literally you get an email, Sal, when you book it that says, bippity boppity booked. And Disney like, oh, Disney, you bastards, you're so creative, you're so funny. And then it was bippity boppity unbooked because my wife, God bless her, I love you, honey, was not feeling a cruise. She's like, let's go to the park. So we haven't done it, but you're saying we should.
We did 2 days, and now I'm not a Disney aficionado, whatever.
Okay, I kind of am, but not the cruise.
Yeah, I get more into it. Now we have a four-year-old. Then it was just my wife and I joining the family, whatever, niece and nephew young. 2 days in the park, perfect. Get on the cruise, what could this be? It was... I liked it as an adult without a kid, and now thinking about it with a kid, like, now, again, this was pre-COVID, so don't hold me to it, but it was as nice a cruise ship as you
could. It's communal living, though, right? A lot of, like, shoulder to shoulder at the salad bar.
Well, I mean, that's a... You like that? No, I don't.
I don't like that.
I'm just telling you. The cruises, Hoff, have you been? You're a Disney.
Well, no, I haven't done a cruise yet. My wife wants to do one, but she's a Disney snob. She's all about
it. Okay, same.
Kyle, I got to be honest with you. Question.
Yeah.
Do you really like Disney? Or your wife's not here right now.
Where did she go? She must have left when Sal asked me the fourth real world question.
Are you sure? Do you date anyone?
No, I love Disney World. I love going to it. We go with our kids.
I understand that. I do too. I want to strangle myself after day one.
I like the rides. I really do. I like thrill rides. And listen, I'm not gonna front. Like I can feel the magic. I do. I like the Imagineers. They come up with creative things. I like the atmospheres. Listen, you tell me that you've never done the Epcot Walk of the Countries and just get hammered. That's awesome.
Oh, that's the best part of it. We can't do that every day.
I've never done that.
I know. It's fun.
So I don't know how great cruises are now, and maybe they're not for everybody. I'm just saying that I had a great time on that cruise, and I remember watching that Super Bowl on that cruise. So that's
a whole episode. And by the way, there should be an episode of you on that cruise, because I mean, I have more questions, but I know we have things to get to. It's like not only being on a cruise, the ultimate in communal living with other people is watching the Super Bowl. Well, how many years ago was this?
Whatever that Super Bowl was.
All right, so it was 5 years ago. Yeah, all right, so right. Sal, at that point, people know who you are. They're learning. Yes, there's got to be New Yorkers on that cruise. You're watching it, and they're asking you, "Hey, Sal, what do you think of the game?" And they don't care what you think of the game. They want to tell you what they think of the game. That sounds like hell.
Well, that happens now. It didn't happen
all the time. Oh my God!
I tell my wife all the time. We go, "Hey, family party where this person's coming over. He's a big sports fan." I'm like. The last thing I wanted. Like, you realize what my job is, right? We talk sports 4 hours a day with BD. Like, I don't want to go talk with some, civilian.
You got to do, Sal. You got to just take the lightsaber and deflect the laser blast and ask, never mind what you think. Just ask them what they think, and then 20 minutes later, they'll still be telling you.
And that's it. Yeah.
All they want to hear is what they think, and then you're off the hook.
It used to start as the complaint box for like, oh, you work at the Fan? Tell Francesa, blah, blah.
Tell Boomer, blah, blah, blah.
I'm sure you get that all the time. You've been on doing Good Morning Football how many years
now? This is my 10th season. I remember the first season we did was the 28-3 Super Bowl Patriots-Falcons.
Oh, you know.
So, I mean, that's nuts.
I grew up a Falcon fan, by the way.
You did?
Yeah.
That was a fun day.
So I was going to ask you, exactly. Well, don't relive that game, please, with these Vice episodes. The 98 NFC Championship game, that would be one. That was a tremendous
Minnesota
game.
Minnesota versus Atlanta, the missed field goal.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I think it's funny to hear Falcons fans talk about that game because you guys are so disrespected and everyone gets so mad that Atlanta won.
Not just Minnesota. 14-2 that year.
It was one of the greatest teams in the last 30 years, and we didn't get to see them in the Super Bowl against the Denver Broncos with Elway, and they would have given them a real game. The Falcons was one of the worst Super Bowls I've ever watched.
Yeah, now I was a fan even before that year. I used to love Deion growing up. You know, like the era of starter jackets and jerseys.
The two legit to quit Falcons who went Superdome in New Orleans and won. I love that team. Chris Miller, the quarterback. Jerry Glanville.
Jerry Glanville was my first favorite head coach.
Awesome.
And then June Jones after that, whatever it may be. What the hell was I just going to add? Oh, did you watch that Cowboys special on Netflix? The Jerry Jones thing?
Yeah.
So I'm fresh off of that, which makes me get antsy for your show here on Vice.
It's perfect.
Now, sports is tough to go back and relive because there's so much that's happened since then. But I think the way you're doing it, coming up with, who doesn't want to watch Bart Scott give his take on the Bart Scott can't wait game?
I know. It's so fun. And it's like, we don't just watch the highlights. It's not like a 5-minute segment that you would see on a morning show. It's an hour show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Watch the whole game. And the stuff that the recall that these guys have and the things, the sideline stories and the background is so fun. It was one of these jobs, Sal, where I'm just like, yeah, of course I'll do it. They came to me with it. I didn't conceive the show. And I'm like, I'd love to do it. It's the most fun I've ever had. It's awesome.
Do you feel like you're doing a lot. Do you feel like,
you know
what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And, like, I get it. The media business is what it is. But, God, like, how do you find, it's an hour show. Okay, well, now you got to tape this. How many episodes do you have to do that? Getting up at, 6 a.m., whatever it may be, to get in to go do Good Morning Football, doing all the social media stuff. I saw you hanging out with Cam Scataboo, handing him the Angry Run scepter.
Hell,
like,
yeah.
You're all over the freaking place.
You know what it is? It's a fear of saying no, and it's a fear if you say no to one thing, then they'll stop asking. When you're someone like me who didn't play in the league, I'm not an insider. I don't have sources. Like, I'm not a conventional journalist. I have none of that. I somehow found a way to have people want to give me jobs. And it's like, if I say no to just one fledgling podcast from some college kid, they'll never ask again. So my wife uses the word overcommitted, but it's like, at some point they're going to stop asking. And I just want to say yes as many times as I can.
When you were producing for Jim Rome, highly successful
show.
9 years. Did you always, I'll be honest with you, sometimes I'd be like, producing Brian Chris, I'm like, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. I want to be where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, not with in their case, but other hosts that I produce, I'm like, come on, I should be in that seat. Did you always feel that and know that you wanted to be behind the mic instead of producing?
There's a funny story that Bomani Jones tells about this. I don't know if you know Bomani personally. I do. I have a lot of respect for him. When I was interviewing, to be Jim Rome's exec producer, Bomani was too at the same time. A guy who's going to be very successful. And Bomani's take on it is, the reason I got the job was that Bomani let Jim know that he wants to get into hosting, and I didn't. And he thinks that's why I got the job. And I say to Bomani, I had just come off 3.5 years on Days of Our Lives. You think I wasn't interested in being on camera? I didn't exactly have to hide my hand there. So I said to Jim, I said, look, I want to come in. I want to work with you. I want to come up with thoughts and takes for you. And I just want to build something together. I want to contribute. And I went from being shirtless on NBC in Days of Our Lives to sitting there screening text messages sent to the show. Not even calls. Calls to me would have been an upgrade. I started, you used to be able to text the show, which in 2008 was like revolutionary. You could text and they would read your text. It took me like a year to even get to like screening emails. It was nuts. So it was like going from like a total vanity job and being on a soap opera to just like basically being in the mailroom of production, and it's the best thing I've ever done.
Okay, now there's a lot there.
For me.
You can't just drop in while I was hanging out doing a soap opera and acting, and then you get to Rome.
It's a weird life.
Before we get to that, you still talk to Rome?
Yeah. We left.
Sometimes those host relationships could be...
100%. I see it right now. I could name big radio shows right now where people have left and they never speak again.
Yeah.
I'm not part of one of them. Jim, I owe so much to, have so much respect to. Jim has his critics. I don't care about any of them. I worked for 9 years with him. I had my last show. We walked off. We got a giant martini in the bar in the lobby and like hugged it out. And like, I will always love him. And I think he will always love me.
Did you feel weird hugging him? Because he looks to be fragile and you're a big muscular guy. You could have maybe broken him, no?
No, I didn't know.
He's small and fragile.
Jim can give it back. That's Vince Mack. That's the pimp in the box. Like he's like 170 pounds of twisted steel. Like he gave it right back.
Did you grow up, you grew up in Chicago. Was there a big sports talk? Mike North was a big guy there?
No, Mike North still. Yeah, okay. Mike North's everywhere. Mike, listen, when I grew up, Mike North was really successful, and like, it was just, I was reared on the 90s Bulls, man. Like, I won the sports fan Powerball. I got to live in the same suburbs where the Bulls practice, and like, I would drive to school. I remember it vividly, and my friends and I were getting carpooled to school, and we pull up at this red light, and the mom goes, hey guys, look in front of us. Black Lamborghini, license plate, Air 23, and we're losing our minds. We pull up next to it. We're knocking. He rolls down the window, waves as Michael. Green light goes, boom, he's out of there. We would see Michael Jordan in his Ferrari driving to school. So I have wonderful memories growing up in Chicago. Not a ton of them, being the Bears being great, but the Bulls were my deal for sure.
Dude, I hated Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about it.
I'm a Knicks fan.
I know.
Did you hate the Knicks too, or you didn't really care because you always got the best of them?
I would laugh at the Knicks. I still laugh at the Knicks. Oh. I was laughing at the Knicks this last year in the playoffs where it's like Knicks Pacers. It's like, how sweet. It's MJ's two children fighting over each other. I was sitting here being like, screw you guys. You know what? I took my kids to the PBR in the Garden. There's professional bull riding.
Those are fun.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I'm used to Bulls coming in here and kicking everybody's ass. This is what Madison Square Garden was built on.
The Bulls haven't been good in how many years?
Yeah, I don't know. They've been terrible. Awful.
So I'm assuming like you had your fun, you had your championships, all those years where you battled really. Yeah. Now it's just like, don't even care.
And I don't live there anymore. So like when I would think about how much you care about sports when you're like 15 years old. Like it's so important to you and you're so pure. And you're not like you and me. We're not jaded. Like you just love the games. And I could go to Chicago Stadium or United Center and just watch Michael and Scotty. And now! And then Patrick Ewing would be there. He'd get dunked on 16 times. You know it's true. And it was just
maybe
like...
once.
I remember vividly when Jordan first retired and Ewing had this thing where he's like, no, you can't retire. I have to beat you. You have to stay. He's like, sorry, too bad. I can go play some baseball. So I had great.
And then they did beat him. Yeah, I call it the GAF meter, the give a bleep meter. Yeah. At 15...
It's off the charts.
Yeah, and now at 46, it's a lot less than it was. Although there's still, obviously great sports and great passion.
Yeah, but it's different, dude.
There are things that happen in life, kids, wife, whatever it may be, real stuff happening. You don't have to get somber about it, but when my father passed away, when you deal with the loss of a parent, it's a little bit easier to deal with the loss of a Super Bowl, even if it is 28-3, in fact, although I'm still not over that one, and I hate Dan Quinn to this day. All right, we'll take a quick break, come back. Much more with Kyle Brandt. We also got a Giant special coming up as well on Vice that he sat down with Doggy to do.
Yeah, and Phil Sims game. We did it.
I mean, that is tremendous. So we'll get more into that. And current NFL, Justin Fields has been ruled out for Week 3. We'll go around the league a little bit with Kyle Brandt in studio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.